Backseat Box Office, episode number 173, for the weekend of January 10th through January 12th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Lena.
We had Art until about 40 seconds ago, and he flew the coop to take care of his little ill bird. Oh, so I hope you're feeling better, Brittany. And he may or may not hop back in. Depends on how the evening goes. But we're just gonna get the ball rolling and see whatever the hell happens tonight.
All right.
And I will start by getting right into the weekend movies. As soon as I get the right tab open. Hey, let's see. Frozen rose from number 2 to number 1, grossing $19.6 million. Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, opened at 2, grossing $18.3 million. The Hobbit fell to number 3 with $15.7 million. The Wolf of Wall Street rose from 5 to 4, grossing $13.2 million. American Hustle fell to number 5, grossing $12.4 million. And I only need to mention Anchorman 2 came in at number 6. And on to the movie pickings. And this is the first set of picks for Season 7, which is the first quarter of 2014. This all sounds a little too financial. It's like being at work. I'm unhappy. We had the high score this past weekend was 21. There were two of them, Art and myself. We both had different picks, and Art had a voicemail, so let's give a listen to that.
Hey, this is Art calling in my placeholder picks. I'm going to go with Frozen at number 1, Hobbit number 2, Paranormal number 3, American Hustle number 4, and Anchorman 2 at number 5. All right, I'll elaborate more when I'm on the show next week. Bye.
Thank you, Art. To go over them real quick, he had Frozen correct at number 1. His next four picks were all off by 1. He had The Hobbit in 2nd, Paranormal Activity in 3rd, American Hustle in 4th, and Anchorman 2 in 5th. I also had 21 points, a little bit different. I had Frozen correct at number 1. I had The Hobbit in 2nd place, Paranormal Activity in 3rd. Both of those were off by 1. Anchorman 2 in 4th place, that was a 2-point hit, and I had American Hustle at number 5. Next, we had 3 people with 20 points, all with the same picks, Jeff, Kugron, and Tad, but we're going to start off... Yay, Tad's back! We're going to start off by playing Tad's voicemail, and then Jeff will go over the pick. So, here we go.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad Klein finally again, and hopefully I'll be back for good this time. I've still been listening to the show. I just, haven't been calling in with my picks. Sorry about that. And, hey, you guys are doing a great job. So I'm going to go ahead and give my picks this week. I'm going to go with Paranormal Activity at number 1. I'm going with the BD theory that people like to be scared. I'm going to put Frozen at number 2 because it's a kid movie. It's doing pretty well. I actually went and saw this. It was okay. I'm not really big on animated movies, and I'm not big on musicals. So, yeah, that pretty much ruined it for me. I'm going to put Hobbit at number 3. It's a good movie. Saw that one, too, a couple weeks ago or so, and I enjoyed it. It's been a while. It's been long enough since I've read the books and that I'm not really, I remember things, but, I don't remember whether it was stuff that was in the book or not. So I'm not really, it doesn't really bother me. But I just, went, I was entertained, it was good, and, it put me there in the world, and I liked that. Okay, and then at number 4, I am going to put American Hustle. And then I think that's going to drop less than Anchorman 2, which I have at number 5. So just go through that again, turn on my activity at number one, Frozen at number two, Hobbit at number three, American Hustle at four, and Kingdom Man at five. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Tad. Always glad you're back and hope you can stay. And Jeff, tell all the pretty peeps how the three of you picked.
All right. So I had Paranormal Activity at number one, and it came in at two, so I lost 2 points there. Frozen came in at two. Let's start over again. At number one, I got multiple lists going, and I'm getting confused here. So anyways, at number one, Paranormal Activity, I had it at number one, and it came in number two, so I lost 2 points there. My second pick was Frozen. It came in at first, I had it at second, so I lost a point there. At number three was The Second Hobbit, which was right. At number four, I had American Hustle, and it came in at five, so I lost a point there. And then I had Anchorman 2 at five, and it came in at six, so I lost a point there. So 2 and 1, 1, 1, 20 points for Jeffrey.
And Kugron and Tad. And rounding things up, we have Nick with a voicemail.
Hi, this is Nick. One, The Hobbit. Two, Frozen. Three, Paranormal Activity. Four marked ones, five Anchorman 2. Thank you.
Oh, Nick, my darling deep dish dumpling. We have decided that perhaps Nick had a little something to drink before he made his picks. He had The Hobbit. He put that at number one. Since that came in at number three, it was a 4-point hit. He had Frozen at number two instead of number one. This is where things get a little funky. He has Paranormal Activity at number three and marked ones at number four. They are, in fact, the same movie. So, unfortunately, you got a 1-point hit for putting Paranormal Activity in third and a 2-point hit for putting Paranormal Activity in fourth. I'm sorry, Nick. We tried to blame Art, but it wasn't happening. We truly tried to blame Art for this. And Anchorman 2, he had in 5th instead of 6th. And since this is the first week, that is basically our leaderboard. Art and I are tied for 1st with 21 points. Kugron, Jeff, and Tad are in 3rd with 20 points. And Nick is in 6th with 16 points. So, yay, Season 7. And how many movies do we kind of sort of have coming out this weekend, dear?
How did the arts house do?
Ah, damn you, all the hell. Well, you and I are the only ones who played. So, and we both picked The Best Offer, and it was kind of good that no one else played because it only averaged $2,595. But since we're the only ones who played, we're in the lead. So, yay us with 1 point each.
Well, that wasn't really exciting. So,
no, Susan. I could have skipped.
Okay. So we have three movies coming out in wide release, but before we get to that, I have a little announcement.
Oh, yes, you do.
So to infuse a little juice into this show, as far as our listeners are concerned, we are going to put up a $25 Amazon gift card to the winner of which will go at the end, at whoever. No, let me back that up. God, I'm just... All right, so we're putting up a $25 Amazon gift card that will be raffled off at the end of the season. And how do you get entries into this, perhaps? Well, whoever is the highest listener for that week will get one entry into our little bucket, and we will draw a name out of the bucket at the end of the season. Was that clear enough, Lena?
Yes.
Okay, so the only rules is that you have to send in your picks, however you usually send them to us. If you want to tweet them, if you want to voicemail them, put them on as comments on the blog post, however you want to do it. All you got to do is send your picks in, and then you have to be a member in good standing at the end of the season. Now, what does that mean? It means your name has to be on the leaderboard, which means that you have to you don't have to pick every week, but you can't fall off the leaderboard, which if I remember correctly, you have to you can't miss 5 weeks in a row?
That is correct, because you drop off the list at 5 weeks.
So all you got to do is stick around till the end of the season, and then the season ends, I think.
On March 30th.
On March 30th, and then the show after the March 30th show, we will draw the name, and you can win a $25 Amazon gift card.
So, for example, this week, which would be week one, totally coincidental, we did not plan this because we actually decided on the Amazon gift card. We've been bouncing this idea around for 2 weeks. It was Jeff's idea and a lovely idea. So for this week, myself and Art are the two names that are entered because we both had a 21. We both had a high score.
Hold on. I was – what I wanted to do
– did I do that right?
What I wanted to do was for the listeners.
Oh,
so
that's right.
So hosts are not eligible.
Kugron and Tad. You know, you are absolutely right. So Kugron and Tad are tied with 20 points. I just typed their names in. So they are two of the, at this point, at least 14 entries for the season. There will be at least one name every week.
Yes. And obviously, it doesn't matter if there's a tie. So if there's a three-way tie, three people get an entry into the drawing.
So for this week, Kugron and Tad, both with 20 points, both are entered.
That's correct. Okay, announcement over.
Woo.
So, we have three movies coming out wide release this week. So, I will start with The Legend of Hercules. No reviews yet. Can't really talk about the tomato meter. 94% of the audience want to see it out of 14,864 people. So, here's the description. In the epic origin story, The Legend of Hercules, Kellan Lutz, did I say that right?
Kellan Lutz, yeah.
Okay. Stars as the mythical Greek hero, the son of Zeus, a half-god, half-man, blessed with extraordinary strength. Betrayed by his stepfather, the king, and exiled and sold into slavery because of a forbidden love, Hercules must use his formidable powers to fight his way back to his rightful kingdom. Through harrowing battles and gladiator arena death matches, Hercules embarks on a legendary odyssey to overthrow the king and restore peace to the land. PG-13, 1 hour and 39 minutes, directed by Rennie Harlan, also starring Liam McIntyre, Scott Adkins, Liam Garrigan, Jonathan Skech, and Roxanne McKee. And I'm saying these names like this means anything to anybody.
I'm sure it does to their mommies. Their mommies must care.
And if the mothers of the actors listen to the show, thank you for listening. But I doubt it. And I'm scanning through some of the other names, and yeah, I think we're just wasting our breath here.
Should I do Lone Survivor?
Yes, why don't you do Lone Survivor?
Okay, this one actually opened last week, but it is expanding to, was it 2,300 theaters, something like that?
Sounds about right.
I should have looked at 2,700 theaters it's expanding to this weekend. A Lone Survivor starring Mark Wahlberg tells the story of four Navy SEALs on an ill-fated covert mission to neutralize a high-level Taliban operative who are ambushed by enemy forces in the Hindu Kush, I don't know if I pronounced that right, region of Afghanistan. Based on the New York Times bestseller, The Story of Heroism, Courage, and Survival, directed by Peter Berg of Friday Night Lights, also stars Taylor Kitsch, Emil Hirsch, Ben Foster, and Eric Bana. It is, Universal Pictures, rated R, 2 hours and 1 minute. Let's see if there are any other names that I recognize other than what I've already read. Jerry Ferrara is also in it from Entourage. And
that's it for me.
That's it, yeah. I'm at the bottom of the list and I don't know anyone else.
Probably a lot of people that get shot in the movie.
Aw, I wonder if they all have red shirts under their camos.
Only if they die in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, and I forgot that. The tomatometer is 71%.
Oh, okay.
And 97% of the audience of a little over 27,000 want to see it.
All right. And then on to the final. This isn't necessarily a brand new movie, but it was one of those indie movies that came out on a handful of screens, but it is expanding to 1,700 screens, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
1,700 plus, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
So, 91% on the tomato meter, 8.6 out of 10. Reviews counted, 104, 95 fresh, and 9 rotten. Out of the audience, 95% want to see it out of 31,272 people. So, I'm going to try to breathe and get through this long description. Spike Jonze takes the helm for this comedy about a withdrawn writer, Joaquin Phoenix, who falls in love with his computer's highly advanced operating system. Yeah, that's it. Rated R, exactly 2 hours. Written and directed by Spike Jonze, Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, Scarlett Johansson, Rooney Mara, Chris Pratt, Olivia Wilde. There's also Bill Hader as chat room friend number 2, Kristen Wiig as sexy kitten, and also has Samantha Morton. Why do I know Samantha Morton?
Oh, she's done many things. Surely Ollie can tell you, but she, I don't know what you would know her from, but she's been around for quite some time.
I could click on her and see what comes up. Her, John Carter, Cosmopolis. Nope. All right, so yeah, good story. All right. So, you think you're going to go see this?
No. I mean, it sounds interesting and all, but no.
The interesting thing is, I think, I don't remember the awards body, but I think the Golden Globes have said that they're not considering, or Scarlett Johansson is not eligible for a supporting actor because she is not on screen at all. Because they only they only use her voice. And I've been basically telling that she plays Siri.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. She's basically a computer Siri.
All right, so now to my favorite part of the show, only when Lena picks before me.
And you know what? Now that I think about it, I bet Brittany's not sick. I bet Art just took off because that means I have to pick first. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Who said that? someone told you that.
Yeah, why is your cat talking right now? Okay. all right, so let her rip, Lena.
All right. I'm not happy with my picks. Oh, you never hear me say that. All right, I am... All these stupid expanding things and trying to figure out what to do with them. I'm going to put Lone Survivor first because I've kind of sort of heard good things about it. And more so than heard good things about it, heard more about it than others. This is probably wrong, but I'm putting Frozen at number 2. For some reason, I feel like it's going to hang around a little bit more. I have her at number 3. I'm sure it's a really good movie, but it's... Still, I mean, unless the 1,700 plus means, 2,500 screens, and then I've screwed myself, but I'm not sure if it's going to be in enough screens to make enough of a hit to get higher up. The Hobbit in 4th, Paranormal in 5th, which I was very torn between that and American Hustle, but I know Paranormal will drop. I don't know how much it'll drop, so I'll just put it in 5th for now. And my arts house pick is The Wait. Because it had an interesting looking cast. And I don't have this screen up right now, so I can't tell you who that cast is. So that's really it.
I see 2 names, Jenna Malone and Chloe Sevigny.
Sevigny,
excuse me. Okay. All right.
I'm horrible at correcting people. I need to not do that.
It's all right. Terrible. People around you need to stop being wrong. Think of that way.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Now I'm enabling you. Okay. All right. Done. Okay. Because this is the point where you can change any picks if you want to change them.
Really? So you're basically telling me that my picks blow?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to plant the seed. You make it grow all on your own. All right. So. since I'm the only one left, I guess it's time for me to make my picks. Since it treated me so well, and it was basically the reason I won Art House, I'm going to put Lone Survivor number one. At number two, I'm going to put Frozen.
You bastard.
At number three, because in the three spot, it could go up, it could go down. You're kind of covered depending on how, you know, it could tank and totally screw me, but that goes with anything. The Legend of Hercules at number three.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that movie! Dude, oh, man, it's just... What, Hercules Thor? Apparently I've got some mental block with muscular male movies. What the hell? Hate this game. Oh, God, I need a drink. Okay.
If I may continue. At number four, The Wolf of Wall Street. And at number five, The Hobbit 2. I don't think her's going to be on enough screens to make it out, but I could be wrong. So, for Arts House, I'm going to go with a foreign movie that's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, The Rocket. And I'm done. So.
Clearly so am I.
Well, I would entertain a editing of the pick right now if you want.
No, that's okay. I can't believe I totally missed that one.
Okay, now let's get into bonus time here because I have someone else's picks. Scuba Dave.
Yay!
Apparently, I didn't guilt him at all. All I had to do was say his name, and I got a text from him yesterday. So I have his top five.
Okay.
Even though he changed it. Well, he sent me a text, and then 2 minutes later, he decided that he left a movie off, like someone else we know. So he changed it. At number one, he's putting Legend of Hercules. At number two, he's going to have Frozen. At number three, he's going to have Lone Survivor. Four, Hobbit 2, and five, Paranormal Activity. And he did not leave an art house, unfortunately.
That's okay. Thank you,
Scuba Dave.
And welcome back
for however long that's going to be. So I guess here's where we end the show proper, and now we can get into how we spend our weekend. Lena, have you seen any movies since we talked last?
I don't think I did. I'm trying to think of any. I saw anything on TV. I didn't watch anything on Netflix. I know that, and I was not home part of the weekend. Oh, excuse me.
I went to the theater this weekend, but I took the kids to see a movie I'd already seen. I saw The Hobbit again.
Oh, okay. Did they like it?
They enjoyed it very much. My daughter just wanted to see Keeley and Legolas.
Keeley? Oh, Legolas. Dude, I like your daughter.
Even though she doesn't know what to think of the love interest for Keeley.
It's because Legolas is Legolas.
Yeah. And my son, I'm going to say he got scared because he said he had to go to the bathroom four times.
Aww.
Had to go to the bathroom with the spiders. Had to go to the bathroom with the dragon.
I'm sorry, there's spiders?
Yes.
I would have taken him to the bathroom then. Like, all right, let's go. Come on.
It's a pretty intense spider scene. Not like.
Oh no, I do not like them.
Not like the scene when Return of the King with Shelob, where there's a giant one. These are more. They're more man size, I would think, or dwarf size. But yeah, they are definitely freaky.
No, I don't like.
And then there's a scene where Gandalf is in a scary castle. That's scared him too. But he, both the kids looked at me when it was over and said, "That's it," because the ending, it's kind of a unique ending. Let's put it that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I want to see it. Well, I wanted to see it anyway, but
they enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm glad.
And I think this one moves a little better than the first one.
Okay.
Even though there's a lot of traveling, like here we're walking this way, here we're walking back this way.
Well, that's what dwarves do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. So.
They got them big feet. Actually, they're hobbits.
And I didn't.
Hobbits have big feet, not dwarves. Pardon me. I'm gonna be stoned when I get out of my apartment. Can't show my face.
I did see a trailer for a Tom Cruise movie. And
which one?
I don't remember the name of it. He's basically it's a war. Humans are gonna get exterminated again, unless Tom Cruise saves us. But it kind of looks like is the last movie he did, but throw in a cup of Groundhog Day and mix well. So I will hunt down the name of that so we can talk about it next week. Other than that, it's trailers I've already seen. Mm-hmm. He's in a tizzy about Spider-Man. He can't wait for Spider-Man.
Oh boy.
So, me, the committed podcast host, I went and saw one movie that I ever saw, and that was it.
Really? Committed podcast host? Well, is that how you're going to play this?
Not really.
Is that how you're going to play this?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not the one editing, so.
I'll cut a bitch. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll edit them right out. Okay.
So Elena's doing the show all by herself again.
Yeah, well,
this seems to be a weekly thing.
Okay, so that would end the share time part of the show. So how about we move to news?
Okay.
Do you have anything newsworthy to talk about?
I found one thing. I kind of wish maybe we had taken our stuff before he left. I don't know how many bits you've got.
Okay.
Let's see. Right after 20th Century Fox and Chernin Entertainment began screening his cut of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Matt Reeves has signed on to direct the third installment of the franchise. This time he will write the script with Mark Bomback, who scripted the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The directing deal is done, and the writer's deals are being worked out right now. It is likely that Reeves will go right into the third film, a priority for the studio. What studio? Oh, 20th Century Fox. The sequel is set to debut July 11th, 2014, and it stars Gary Oldman, Jason Clarke, Kerry Russell, with Andy Serkis reprising his role as Caesar, the intelligent ape that led the breakout from a lab before much of the human race was wiped out at the close of the first film. The survivors square off against Caesar. That's all I've got. Oh, there's a full article. I don't need to. Basically, they have a director now. That's the bit that I found.
All right. Well, I cringed when I read this one. Gerard Butler in talks for a Point Break remake. The Scottish actor may be catching a wave in the remake of the 91 Keanu Reeves Patrick Swayze action movie that will be directed by someone you've never heard of, Erickson Korr. The cinematographer behind 2001's The Fast and the Furious and Daredevil. He will be playing the role of Bodie, the Patrick Swayze character.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can hope it doesn't get to production, but, you know.
We can hope real.
Because, I enjoy the original Point Break. Cheesy as hell, but I don't think, I don't know what new angle will be brought on unless they're going to make it more dark.
Yeah, I don't understand the need for that to be a sequel.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Okay, Lana, you have, another news story?
No.
Okay. All right.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I got one. I got four more.
Oh, aces. Hit me up.
So, Fox acquires tech thriller Influx. So, this is a book that comes out next month.
Mm-hmm.
Story follows a character named John Grady who comes up with an astounding invention, a device that can reflect gravity. But instead of receiving worldwide acclaim for his innovation, the lab is locked down by a shadow organization, the Bureau of Technology Control. So the book centers on a world in which decades of technological advances have been suppressed in an effort to prevent disruptive change. So this book and movie sounded pretty interesting. So they don't have anyone attached, so we don't know who's going to be doing it. But
I'll do it.
I'm gonna keep an eye on an eye out for this one. Okay, now let's go back into fanboy land. There's an article on Slash Film that says DC Comics tells seventh grader its movies sell more than Marvel's. So there's this kid, seventh grader, and he has a homework assignment that he needs to write a letter to a company. You know, just like, you know, summer school. Did you see the movie Summer School with Mark Harmon? They did the same thing, and I got a ton of free sunglasses. All right. So the letter starts out, "Hello, my name is Spencer. I'm an avid reader of DC Comics. I'm a seventh grader. For language arts project, our teacher has assigned us the task of sending a letter to a company of our own choice. And I decided to mail you due to my vast love for your movies, TV shows, video games, and most of all, comics. I especially enjoy the stories that include the characters Green Arrow, Green Lantern, and Joker." And he goes on that he loves Arrow. "I have a few questions concerning DC future plans as a company. First off, how is DC planning to adapt a world where most reading material is going digital? Secondly, how does DC plan to compete against Marvel movies when Marvel seemingly dominates the live-action superhero movie industry?
Wow.
Thank you for taking the time to read my letter. Sincerely, Spencer." So here's the letter.
I'm sorry, what grade was he in again?
Seventh. Seventh grade.
So 12-year-old, roughly.
So here's the letter he gets back. "Hey, Spencer, thanks for writing to us. Glad you like an array of our comics, man. I hope you caught the December 4th episode of the Arrow TV show, which guest starred none other than Barry Allen. If all goes well, look to see a Flash TV show next fall. Keep reading." So they kind of give an answer about the digital, and then here's the thing that kind of made me smile a little bit. Well, not a good way, but how do we plan to compete, you ask? Well, Marvel may have many movies that come out in 1 year, and the reason for that is that they have many different distributors, which makes it possible for them to do so. DC Comics has one distributor, who is Warner Brothers, and, well, we don't like to toot our own horn. Well, actually, we do. Our movies by far exceed all of Marvel's in sales."
Oh.
What? What?
<Okay. laughs>
"All the best to you, Spencer, in your school year. Thanks again, the DC Comics team." So, yeah, I don't. That is some good Kool-Aid, man. Okay, so that story, and these last two about Star Wars.
Okay.
All right. There's a story about how much Warwick Davis was paid to be an Ewok.
Mm-hmm.
He got 60 pounds a day, which back in 1983 would be about 170, 240 pounds, or about $280 or $395
a day.
American.
Okay.
So I just thought that was...
Damn.
Wow. Wow. He found the audition because his grandmother heard a radio commercial looking for short people to audition for Return of the Jedi.
Wow.
All right. So Disney's is really getting serious about this Star Wars thing. So now there is something that is called the Lucasfilm Story Group, which is what they want to do. They want to unify the timeline. The story group, he explained, has a hand in all facets of Star Wars storytelling, including movies, TV, games, and publishing. He wrote that a primary goal was to ensure that there's no hierarchy between the movies and spinoff material, so that there isn't that there's movie canon, and then there's, you know, novel canon, comic book canon, video game canon.
Okay.
No, because this is, you know, this is what really matters in today's age is Star Wars canon. One cohesive canon across the entire franchise, adding that more so than ever, the canon field will serve us internally simply for classification rather than setting hierarchy. Yeah, I don't know if that's the best job in the world. Just like the continuity producer for Lost. That's got to be one That's got to be a lot of work.
Indeed.
But, you know, considering that Disney's going to be churning out a Star Wars movie every year, you know, Boba Fett movie, there's supposed to be a Yoda movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, it's, they're getting the factory all lined up, and, you know, whether it's crap or not, we'll see, but it's going to be coming out in the endless stream.
Which probably means it'll be crap.
We'll see.
Maybe not at the beginning.
We'll see. And that was the last news story.
Okay.
So here ends the news section. So, anything else on your mind, Lena?
Hercules is stupid.
I'm telling you. You could.
No. Nope.
Change it. Just put it in.
No. This is... As we know, this is not the first time I've completely forgotten a movie. Thor. And Thor was a bigger movie that I forgot. It wasn't the rinky-dink Kellan Lutz Hercules that I'm hoping tanks, because I didn't put it in the list.
Well, you know, we could... One thing that I think we learned from last week's box office is that while Beatty's rule most of the time is true, the exception is it doesn't apply in sub-zero temperatures.
Or if the movie really is not that good, I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, so maybe we should end the show then.
I think so.
So everyone, thank you for listening. And if you want a shot at that gift card, send us your picks.
Yay. And we miss you, Beastses, and we hope you'll be back soon to play with us. And Brittany, I hope you're feeling better. And Art, we miss you again, and we'll see you next week. And Jeff, have a lovely weekend.
You too. Stay warm.
I'll do my... Well, my feet are cold, but the rest of me is okay. Let's see. Currently, the temperature in Florida is 55, which is actually kind of lovely because it's been... 30 and 35 and not quite 40. Yes, I know it's not the snowpocalypse. But still, it's pretty damn cold.
They're calling it the polar vortex.
That's another thing. Not the polar vortex thing, but kind of. I hate the fact that... weren't they calling that storm Hercules and then there's another storm called Ion? Why do I have to name everything now? Why? It is stupid as... It insults to me. It's insulting to the people who watch the news. Because what you won't be interested in unless we name it. You won't be interested. You won't understand unless we give it some cutesy name. It pisses me off. I hate the fact that they're namings. I'm quite past the whole tropical storm... Genevieve and all that stuff. Fine, that's been going around longer than I've been alive. I accept that those are named. Why do they have to name everything else? I just feel like ranting.
Well,
let's stop.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you remember that hurricane we had the other day that's like pretty serious? Because you'll get that every newscast.
Well,
and plus you can't start the newscast with Hurricane Hercules. Where will it go now? Or Hercules Watch 2014.
Oh, apparently Art just sent us a tweet.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't. I just saw it now.
No, I just saw it now. So, everyone, stay safe, stay warm. Maybe watch a movie.
Play our game with us.
And again, thanks for listening, and we will catch you later.
Bye, everybody.